I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Friday, so we're talking to our good friend Julio Diaz, the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard at 4 o'clock Saturdays on this station, and the host and founder of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So y'all watched The Flash last night, highly anticipated release?
Yes, sir. I've been looking forward to this one myself for quite some time. I'm a big, big fan of the character, and of course, there's been a lot of behind-the-scenes drama with this movie. Just first of all, it took a few years for them to find the right writer and director and all of that. And then, there's been some much publicized stuff with the star, Ezra Miller, over the last year or so. But that seems to all be working out, and we've got the movie out now.
And? Did it live up?
I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. There was a lot of hype before the movie about this is one of the best superhero movies ever made. I don't know about that, but it is a very good one. I really enjoyed it. Lots of really fun fan service in this movie. So
worth seeing, but maybe not the best one ever, but still pretty good. All right, we'll take that.
Really good. I don't want to undersell it either. I think you're going to have a good time with it. It's not the stereotypical, like, grim and gritty DC movie. There is a lot of fun to be had in this movie. I have a friend who said this is, as they're wrapping up the Snyderverse and going into, and this movie does lead you into what will be a soft reboot of the DC films, they finally got it right.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll take that. So. Also out this weekend, we have The Elemental, or just Elemental,
sorry. Elemental, this is the new Pixar film.
Oh, right.
Takes place in a world where there are four types of beings, water beings, fire beings, air beings, and plant beings, and they don't really connect with each other. Of course, as happens in these kinds of movies, a fire girl and a water boy come together.
I see.
And stuff ensues.
Okay, and they have a dance-off in stilettos and, oh, that's West Side Story. I get confused about all these different plot lines.
Or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's right. That's fair true. That's fair true.
Yeah. Not getting as good reviews as West Side Story or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, it's a hard matchup to live up to.
75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
How about The Blackening? What's this?
So, surprisingly, this is the best-reviewed movie of the weekend so far. This is a horror comedy, which I kind of shied away from because it's directed by Tim Story, and I'm not the biggest fan of his work. But the reviews are getting pretty good, and it's got some pretty fun social commentary in addition to everything else. It's
about a group of
African American friends who go on a Juneteenth trip together, so very timely.
Yeah.
Juneteenth is Monday. And as they go on the trip, they are stuck in a horror movie situation, basically. There's a scary guy who's forcing them to play this really, really, really racist board game, or they're going to die. And, and of course, stereotypically in horror movies, the black person is the first one to die. But the tagline for this movie is, they can't all die first.
That's awesome. Sounds like my kind of sense of humor. I love that. What are you going to watch next week?
Don't know yet, but check out our Facebook group, Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook, and as soon as we know, we will post it there.
And it's not fair to do this in 30 seconds, but John Romita Sr. passed away this week. Big loss for the comic community.
Legendary artist who was Marvel's art director for years and years and years. If you think of a classic Marvel art style, you're probably thinking John Romita, co-creator of characters like Wolverine and the Punisher and Mary Jane Watson, Spider-Man's eventual wife. Just a real legend. And he lived a very long and full life. He was well into his 90s when he passed, but it's still a very sad occasion.
And everything, man. And then even his son, of course, was a major artist for Marvel as well. Just an incredible influence.
John Romita Jr. is one of the biggest names in the industry now. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So big loss, but as you say, a big contributor, and that's why we miss him. Julio Diaz, you can follow the Pensacola Movie Club on podcast here at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Julio, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.